Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour here on Tuesday morning. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. And we've got someone on the phone right now, so let's go right to it. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Great. Listen, I've been listening to you talk about places like Savers and gift to gifts and things, and I'm wondering if the folks out there are aware that St. Julie's Ladies Guild in Dartmouth will be having a huge clothing and toy sale this Friday and Saturday, and our prices are extremely reasonable. We have tops for $1, pants for $2, jackets and coats for $5.
Wow. And what are the times on that?
Times will be... Grab the newspaper here. Friday we will be. Wait a minute, give me a second.
Yeah, no, don't take.
Fridays will be from 1 to 7. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And on Saturday, as you walk in, they'll be handing you a bag. You can fill a bag for $3.
Wow.
Yes, great. And we have some excellent, excellent items. There will be a small boutique with higher grade items, like new, but price is still very, very reasonable.
And of course, all the money goes back to all the great
goes
things you do over there.
Goes to the scholarship fund for the ladies' guilds have a scholarship fund for the students, and the money all goes back to the church.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you for letting us know about it. Maybe I'll see you over there.
Okay, and it's at 494 Slocum Road in Dartmouth.
All right, thank you so much for the information.
Well, thank you for letting me give us a plug. Thank you. Enjoy your wonderful day.
You too.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
I was going to say, I love spreading the word about things like that, but I'm also like, gee, I wish I could keep it to myself, at least so I can get there first. No, I'm kidding. Everybody get out there and support them. But that is, that's the it's kind of the economic reality of this area. Is, not only this area, but kind of the world today where a lot of folks depend on thrift stores and secondhand shops and consignment shops to be able to find good quality clothing. Now, you can go to Walmart and spend 10 bucks for a shirt, 15, 20 bucks for a pair of jeans or whatever. I find that the clothes that you buy from there don't last. I find that they are just not good quality. They're perfectly fine if you just need to buy some clothes. But, I mean, you're not going to be driving those for the next... I mean, driving those... wearing those, sorry. I just saw a guy driving, pulling up, and he was driving kind of crazy. But you're not going to be wearing those for the next 10 years. But... if you want to invest in something that you can get more for your money out of, I always tell people for the same price you're paying at Walmart, a lot of the times you can go and get stuff at JCPenney, at least in terms of men's. I don't know anything about buying women's clothing. But when I go to places like Savers, when I go to places like consignment shops and other thrift stores, what I'm getting when I go there, I don't buy the Faded Glory or the George or any of that stuff. Because if you're going to charge me $7.99 for a Faded Glory button-down polo shirt, I would just rather go pay $9.99 to get that shirt brand new at Walmart. Or $14.99, whatever it may be. But if I'm going through and I'm seeing polo, if I'm seeing Eddie Bauer, if I'm seeing Van Heusen, all of these things that, you know, that I know are the stuff you would get at JCPenney or above, then I'm probably going to grab that. And I find that there are a lot of deals to be had. And again, I'm somebody who likes to save money, but I really love the thrill of finding that treasure. And that's probably why I've bought way more clothes than I need, because I just keep looking and I see it and I buy it and I grab it. And then if I end up not wearing it, I donate it back. But I like the thrill of the hunt as much as I like, you know, saving money. But also I couldn't afford to keep buying a new wardrobe every time I go down a size or two. And I was just tired of having clothes hanging off of me. And in fact, as I was losing weight, I was getting more and more comments from people about how way too big my clothes were. And it's still odd to me to wear things that aren't loose and baggy. I still have some of the big sweatpants at home. I still have some of the big t-shirts at home. It's what I was wearing when I came home from surgery, and I couldn't wear clothes that would rub up against, you know, my scar. But I could not afford to go out and buy new clothes. Certainly for the seasons. Like now everything that I bought is for warm weather. It's going to be 50 degrees today. Might get up to 55. It's going to be like this every day. I've got to start getting more stuff. And I went to Savers specifically yesterday to try to get more short sleeve, but, you know, dressy shirts, things that, you know, business casual, things you can wear to work, not t-shirts. But I was looking at some of the prices and I said, you know what? I'd rather just go and buy these new rather than have ones where the collars are a little bit, you know, worn out or. Like, I'd rather go buy 5 brand new shirts than 10 of these used ones. But, you know, previously I would just wear a t-shirt. That's what I wore every day to work last summer. Basically, I was either wearing a t-shirt or a Hawaiian shirt. I'm trying to be a little bit better dressed than that now. Not the Hawaiian shirts. Those are awesome. I will continue to wear those. I just got to get ones that fit. But the, you know, wearing just a regular t-shirt every day to work, I'm not going to do that anymore. First of all, I'm in a different position. I have to go to meetings. I have to meet with advertisers. I have to do all kinds of things. I've got to look a little better. But finding those deals, I'm still going to go out there and look. Even if I'm like, I'm going to go buy brand new shirts, I'm still going to go and look for the deals, because that's what I like to do. Anyway, 508-996-0500. And we were talking too in the last hour, not only about finding deals and Savers versus the Salvation Army and all that. And certainly I'll still welcome your calls and thoughts on that. But I was talking about these youth sports incidents that happened in Rhode Island over the weekend. On Friday night, a game where they had to remove the entire crowd and have them finish the game without a crowd because people were being unruly. Then on Saturday morning, 4 men being charged with disorderly conduct after an altercation, an argument, a physical confrontation over a call that was made in a basketball game in which the players were all 5 to 7 years old. What is wrong with people? And I dealt with it when I was a coach. I dealt with the parents and the crowd. But for the most part, you know, I was coaching kids that were 5 to 7 years old. By the time they got to be 8, 9 years old, it was beyond what I could coach. So I didn't coach anymore. I was more of just kind of a babysitter coach, for lack of a better term. I was the guy that could, you know, teach them very basic things because that's all that I knew about baseball. In fact, I went into soccer, resigned to the idea that I was going to have to be the soccer coach, and I know nothing about soccer. Thankfully, somebody else stepped up. But I sat there and watched as, you know, parents would say and do dumb things, and you'd have to remind them, like, it's just an instructional league. It's, none of it matters. I had a parent of a kid who, listen, the kid was very good. He was very good even at that age. He was destined to be a very good athlete, and I'm sure he went on to be one. And he would get mad at me because I didn't put his kid in, you know, the star role all the time. And I was like, listen, there's rules. I got to have everybody play. I got to rotate everybody through the positions. This is what they tell us to do. It's not my choice, man. I don't want to hold back your kid's development either, but that's not what this is about. If you want him to get that intense of an experience, you're in the wrong place, because I don't know how to coach a kid that's that good. So you need to bring him somewhere for private lessons or something. There was a time when I got into it with the other coaching staff where they threatened to fight us. And I said, you're really going to fight us over a 7-year-old's baseball game? Like, what is wrong with you? So I didn't get to see it at its worst, but I certainly saw some of the bad. I had a kid on my youth basketball team, which, again, they're like 5, 6, 7 years old, at the YMCA. This kid was the same age as everybody, but he was twice their size. And he had no problem physically pushing them around. He was a bully. He wasn't mean-spirited about it. He wasn't trying to be a bully. But he didn't realize how much bigger and stronger he was. And he had outbursts, and he did not know how to behave himself. And so he would knock people over on the court. You know, he would hack foul people. Like, it was bad the way that he behaved. And one day I had to kind of raise my voice to him and put him and make him sit on the bench and, you know, tell him that what he was doing was unacceptable and inappropriate, and you need to learn how to control your emotions and all that kind of stuff. And his grandmother came up to me after the game. His grandmother was his caretaker, his guardian. And she came up to me after the game, and I was like, oh, here we go. I'm going to get the earful of, you don't tell my grandson what to do. And blah, blah, blah. And she came up to me and she said, thank you so much. Because he acted the same way at home as he did when he was with us. And nobody was there to really discipline him. She couldn't discipline him. He wouldn't listen to her. And there was nobody else around to really discipline him. And she's like, I want you to be harder on him. And I'm like, well, I can't. There's only so much I can do. And I remember I had to have a meeting with the league coordinator to ask him about just how far I could go with this kid, considering that his grandmother was asking me to. You know, how firm can I be with him? Because the other kids are still going to see that too. But it was very odd, but at least it was, you know, something that was positive for his development. I just don't get how parents can act the way a 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid was acting at these youth sports games. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And Bourbon Therapy is coming to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. Now through March 30th, you can purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to purchase one of four special reserve bottles. I know that that sounds weird, right? You're entering into a raffle for a chance to buy one of four special reserve bottles, but what you have to understand is that these are very hard to get bourbons. These are bourbons that you can't just get anywhere, that collectors highly value, that connoisseurs highly value. So you are actually purchasing a raffle ticket for the chance to purchase one of four special reserve bottles. Tickets are $20, and all proceeds benefit the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. Four winners will be drawn during the Bourbon Therapy event that's happening at Stevie's on Saturday, March 30th. Come on down that day and join the crew from Keeping It Neat at this special in-house tasting with various vendors. And you can purchase a bottle of Wheatley vodka and automatically get a raffle ticket. So visit Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven for details. But if you want to get yourself some Bourbon Therapy, Saturday, March 30th at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, I'm going to be down there trying some of the different bourbons that they'll have and some of the other products too. I just realized recently, though, that it takes even less than it did before my surgery to hit me. So, you know, I might be looking for a ride. Might have to call an Uber or get my brother to pick me up. It's gonna be one of those days, but I'm looking forward to it. It's always great going down to Stevie's and tasting some of the things they have there. And of course, if you're not familiar with the Purple Dot program at Stevie's, when you walk in, if an item has a purple dot next to it, you can actually try it before you buy it. And that's how I've discovered so many of the things that I've purchased there and liked from there, because I tried it first. My Wilderness bourbon, Canadian whiskey. It is the Wilderness. I tried that there. Purple Dot. Gave it a go. Well worth it. So check it out. Bourbon Therapy. It's going to be happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Saturday, March 30th. All right. We are going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, more of your phone calls, 508-996-0500. You can also send your app chat messages on the WBSM app. We've been talking about Savers and Salvation Army and thrifting and all of that. DSY says, I love Tuesdays at Savers for the 30% off for 55 and over. I'm 9 years away from being able to get that discount, but I am looking forward to it. Looking forward to being able to do that. So, caller, hang on. We will take you as soon as we come back from the news. But right now, let's go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
President Biden outlines a health care plan. The FBI director highlights threats on the southern border. And the music world is in mourning today.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is calling on Congress to work with his administration to lower health care costs. While speaking in New Hampshire Monday, the president outlined his health care agenda, which includes expanding the Affordable Care Act and capping out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare. He contrasted his plan with Republican lawmakers who he says want to repeal Obamacare and put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. Several states will hold presidential nominating contests today on the path to the November general election. Voters will head to the polls in Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Washington. This as both President Biden and former President Donald Trump are all but assured to win their party's nominations. Top intelligence officials are warning of the threats facing the U.S. coming from our southern border. During a hearing on Capitol Hill Monday, FBI Director Christopher Wray said some smuggling networks have ISIS ties. He added the FBI alone seized enough fentanyl in the last 2 years to kill 270 million people. The Consumer Price Index, a key indicator of the state of inflation, is due out today. This as Americans expect high inflation to stick around over the next few years. That's according to the New York Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Expectations. The expectation is that the inflation rate will be up 3% a year from now. Meat manufacturer Johnsonville is recalling more than 35,000 pounds of meat after multiple reports of black rubber. The Wisconsin-based company recalled its ready-to-eat Polish kielbasa turkey sausage after at least two consumers reported the material. Eric Carmen is dead at the age of 74. Carmen's wife, Amy, broke the news on the singer's website, saying he passed away in his sleep over the weekend. Carmen rose to fame with the Raspberries and had a successful solo career as well, marked by his hit song All By Myself. He continues success as a solo artist with hits including Never Gonna Fall in Love Again and the Dirty Dancing song Hungry Eyes. An official cause of death is unknown.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Celtics became the first team in the NBA to reach 50 wins after blowing out the Portland Trail Blazers 121-99. The team closes out its road trip tonight at 9 against the Utah Jazz. The Bruins unable to extend their winning streak to 3 games after falling to the St. Louis Blues 5-1 at TD Garden. They visit Montreal Thursday night. And the Red Sox host St. Louis in spring training today at 105.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Today is going to feature tons of sunshine. It is going to still be breezy, but at least temperatures will be warmer. We're headed to a high of about 56. For tonight, clear skies, chilly lows dropping into the lower 30s. Meanwhile, your Wednesday will feature sunshine and a high again in the mid-50s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Guys, I just showed up to band practice with a new song I wrote. Oh, really? What's it about? It's about Jimmy Olsen being in love with Lois Lane. What's it called? Jimmy Olsen's Blues? Okay. What's the hook? I've got a pocket full of kryptonite. Sold. You know what? We'll actually name our album after it, too. Just wild that that song was as good as it was with that concept. But anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
Good.
What's on your mind?
I've been very busy. I came to Plymouth. My brother broke 2 of his ribs, my stepbrother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I hurried up, got here the other day. Then, I swear not, he called me and said, the landlord just came and he told me that I have 6 months to move out. And I'm like, what? But he's been here 30 years. And his landlord is an incredibly nice guy. So I'm like, okay, so this is so much for him and for me. So I don't know where we're going to go, what we're going to do. I don't think he can make it financially the way everything is. So is he going to come there? Are we going to try to get a place down here together? Which is funny because I just told you how I was looking for a place to.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there are some, you know, there is a lot of affordable housing in Plymouth, but it's hard to get into them. The waiting lists are so long.
Right. So right now, my head is spinning. Really, I'm like, I don't know. And we've got work on getting all this stuff out into storage and can't come to my place. But if we go together, then I get this late. Oh, I don't know. So my head is spinning. And I actually saw the landlord yesterday. I got back. I had to go to an appointment in Wareham. So at least that was close enough by. And then I did some food shopping, and I ran into him, and I said, what's going on? And, you know, he openly told me the truth about certain things, which I won't get into over the year. So it's a lot for me to think about and stuff like that. So here I am in Plymouth, and I will be staying here. His ribs will probably take him at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope he heals quickly, and I hope that you guys are able to find a place quickly.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'll end up having to come to my place. If not, we'll have to rent a place that's higher rent, but then you got to worry about what if one passes away, and the other, mm-hmm. and then, you know. So anyway, so that's why you haven't heard much of me at all. And, first of all, I want you to have a great weekend and everybody else. And I can't go to the United Way thing tomorrow because I'll be here. But I've been going back and forth. I'll be back. I got to do my...
The food drive?
Yeah.
That'll be on the 23rd.
I'll still be here with his vocal rib.
Okay. Well, still, it'll be on the 23rd. Yeah. So if you know, if you happen to be in the area, stop by and say hi. But otherwise, you know, we understand.
Yeah. I'm not doing any... Well, I'm going there anyway to get my oil change Friday and do my taxes and get my mail and water my plants. I'll be doing that like every other day. Not every other day, every 3 days rather. But yeah, I just wanted to also chime in on the Salvation Army thing.
Yes.
It brings back such great memories for me. And I agree with everybody. Savers is overpriced, always has been. But my grandmother was a Salvation Army person. She was in it forever. My mother was raised that way. And when my Grammy died, she had the skirt to her knees on in the casket and her jacket and all the pins she had. And she also got to wear a hat. So she was somebody special. I don't know about the hat because when she died, I think I was like 12 going on 13. So I wasn't smart enough to know about that. But I knew looking at her clothes and I knew how important it was when I would spend the summers there and stuff with her and my grampy. That she was always like trying to get things organized for the Salvation Army. And I guess she did the back paper, whatever.
I mean, there's so many people that make that Salvation Army work. And, you know, they're not looking for any recognition for it. They're doing it for the purpose of doing good.
That's right. They really do. And then that store in Wareham, I went in there, but I felt like they were a little pricey. But that first caller, you know, bringing up the Savers and stuff, asking those questions. I agreed with him. I said, yeah, they're overpriced. He thought this one in Wareham was it, but I thought it was. But that's the thing, like with Savers, you just don't know what you're going to get, if it's going to be good or not. But I know, like, when if in fact he has to move, there's a lot of things. I was just wondering, what about shoes? Are those donatable or is that a no-no?
No, you can donate shoes. And in fact, I've donated a lot of them over the years because I would get shoes that I was like, all right, I'll get these because I need to wear them to something. And then I would, you know, never wear them again and realize, I'll just donate them to somebody that can use them. And then sure enough, something else comes up and I'm like, I wish I still had those shoes. So I've gone through that.
He's got a lot of nice shoes. But since he's so tall and he was about your weight before you lost yours and all these shoes, like he's like, I can't wear them. And I'm like, we got to do something with them. But well, I didn't know if that was, they were allowing that since the COVID thing.
People need them for sure. I got to hold you there. Cause I got some other calls.
Okay. Yep. No, that's great. I just wanted to touch base with you.
You have a great day.
You too, hon. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Oh, it's not.
I know easy. It's.
I'm so confused.
Oh, I thought you were just making a Lamon reference there.
Oh, no.
Because
he said
it earlier.
That was truly my bad.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, maybe you guys are on the same wavelength.
No, all right. I'm so busy. I can't figure out my days.
All right. You have a good one.
You too, Tim. Bye-bye.
And let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes. Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I just wanted to let you know the Falmouth Public Library on Main Street in Falmouth has a huge tent sale. And the whole front library lawn of books every summer for a couple of days.
And that's a great library down there. I've actually gone down there and presented there before. It's a fantastic library and a fantastic spot.
Yeah, and they go for a couple of days because it's tented.
Well, it sounds like something I'm definitely going to go down there and check out.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank you. Have a good one. And, of course, we were talking about used books and how hard it is to get them these days. There's an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the Wareham Bookshed at the Wareham Recycling Center, and they're only open a couple of hours a week. They're open Wednesdays from 1 to 3, and then Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. But you can go there and look through the shed, and if there's any books that you want, they ask for a donation of 50 cents for a paperback, a dollar for a hardcover, but you can give as much as you want. Or, you know, even if you find a book and you don't have a, you know, if you've only got 50 cents and not a dollar, that's listen, they just want to make sure that these books go in the hands of people that love them. 508-996-0500. Yes. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Are you there, Shawnee? All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to you when we come back after the break. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Let's try Shawnee again. Good morning. Are you there this time, Shawnee? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. All right, she might be having an issue with her phone. I'm sorry. You're going to have to try to call back. I don't know what's happening over there. I heard you last time, but it sounded like you were talking to someone else, so I wasn't sure. Now it seems like you are not there anymore, so let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Oh, there you are.
Like your regular self.
I don't know. You're having some weird phone problems this morning, I think.
Me? No, I had to hang up because somebody was calling me an important phone call.
Ah, okay.
So, I'm sorry about that. I wanted to mention about shoes. You know the designer outlet down there in Wareham? It's in Wareham Crossing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
DSW?
Yep.
Well, they were doing something. If you bring a pair of shoes, that they resole them and all that, give them to homeless and that. So they were giving you a certificate with a percentage off a new pair.
Oh, very nice. And so that, and again, for those who are unfamiliar, that's Wareham Crossing. It's over near by the Staples and the PetSmart there, the DSW shoes.
Yeah, but I think you're only allowed so many pair, and I don't know the rules on it. It's so many pair a month, and then I guess you can wait till the next month.
I know Burlington used to do something like that back in the days when it was Burlington Coat Factory, where they would have you bring in old coats that they would donate, and then you got a discount off the regular coats. But since it became Burlington itself, and it's about more than coats, I don't know that they do that anymore.
Yeah, I think they do it around Christmas.
And so, what about that store itself? I mean, is that a good place to go to buy shoes? I've never gone in there. I assumed it was mostly women's shoes, so I never went
Burlington?
In. No, DSW.
Oh, I don't know about the shoes for men because I wasn't looking at men's, but you could always call up and find out. It's a big store.
They do have a men's section?
I'm not sure, Tim. You could always call and find out. Maybe somebody else knows that's in the audience.
I do buy a lot of shoes at Burlington. I buy a lot of things at Burlington, although every time I go into that store, it is a mess.
Everybody's saying that. And some people don't like shopping when it's like that.
I mean, sometimes I look at the stuff on the floor and I'm like, I bet you what I'm looking for is down there, but I'm not picking it up and buying stuff people have been stepping on, so.
Yeah, sometimes you can get good deals, but they do mess it up. It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, and I feel bad for the people that work there because it seems like most of the staff has to go and run the front and staff the registers because there's always such a line there. So, you know, I don't think they get to keep up with everything, and they probably have to do it when they close, and then the next morning people come in and tear it all up again.
You know, Tim, people, I just don't like it when I'm out, people, how they are. Like, yesterday I had a walk a little bit, and the guy runs a stop sign. I'm walking, and he runs the stop sign where I have the right of way, doesn't even care, and just gives you a dirty look and keeps going. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
You didn't know that? It's always your fault when somebody breaks the law.
No, but I mean, people today just don't care about anybody but themselves, most of them. You don't like hearing me say it, but I experience it when I'm out, and I don't like it. It's the world's getting uglier and uglier. It's the people in it.
Well, I just look at it like this. If somebody does something like that to you, you just know that whatever good deed that you've done that day will offset that a little bit. Because I know that you're doing good deeds every day.
Okay, Tim.
All right. You have a good day.
too, the sun shining at least.
Yeah, it's going to be 50 degrees plus this afternoon. So, and the sun will be out until well after 6 o'clock, so can't go wrong with that.
Take a nap in the sun today in a chair. All right,
take it easy.
Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. That Wareham Crossing, that DWS shoes,
mm-hmm.
I bought some there one time. I find them very expensive. So now I switch myself over to Skechers, because if you go into Skechers, sometimes they have buy one pair, get one pair half off.
Yes. And I was never...
That's a better deal for me. So I haven't been going back to DWS shoes.
I was never a Skechers guy. And then I had to get some Skechers for after my surgery because I couldn't bend over to tie shoes. So I got some Skechers and, oh my gosh, I'm sold on Skechers
now. They got the new slip-ins now. They're like you just slip your feet right into
them. That's what I got. Yeah, I have a couple of different pairs of those. I have like different styles. I have ones that look like dress shoes that you wouldn't even know were Skechers. Oh, man, I'm all about them now. But I haven't gone and bought any... new from Skechers. I've gotten them at places like TJ Maxx or Burlington, or even found used ones at Savers.
But I found that DWS, they were getting awful expensive, so I kind of like dropped them out.
Totally get it. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Take it easy. And we are going to, I got to take one more break here, but I've got room for more calls, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. But we're talking about saving money. We're talking about being thrifty, and one way that a lot of people are looking to save money, because they see what their electric bill is, and then they hear about things like solar power, and they say, well, can I actually save money if I go solar? Will the electric company actually pay me for electricity? Will I actually get paid to go solar? Or will I get some of these perks like getting a new free roof? Are any of these deals true? And if you're trying to find that out, well, nobody can answer your questions better and more honestly than Isaacson Solar. They'll answer all of your questions, like whether or not it's better to lease or to buy, when you can expect to see the savings, when you can expect to start getting paid, if you're going to get paid to go. So they're going to answer all these questions for you. And they are not one of these companies that comes in, sells a bunch of solar panels to people, installs them very quickly, and then moves on to another community so that by the time you start having issues, you can't find them anymore. No, they are honest. They are going to do the job right. They're going to install them without any problems. And they are a Fall River-based company, so they're going to be here. They are South Coasters, and they will be here for you. So if you want to find out more about solar, and if you want to get a free no-obligation quote, all you have to do is visit isaacsonsolar.com today and see if solar is right for you. All right, got to take that final break. We'll be back in a few moments. Room for you, 508-996-0500. Do it for today's program. We are just about out of time, but Chris McCarthy has you coming up next with South Coast Now. He's going to be talking about some very important things. He's going to have another Fairhaven candidate in. I'm sorry, which one?
Donna McKenna,
who, I don't know, somebody just showed up at the door. So she'll be joining Chris. Also, he'll be talking about a very interesting development that'll be happening in New Bedford Harbor. There is a meeting happening starting in just a few moments where there'll be some announced changes to shellfishing. And that's all I can really say right now, because I've been giving information that's embargoed for a little while longer till after the meeting. However, this was discussed in the Board of Selectmen meeting in Fairhaven last night, which Chris had a chance to watch. So he'll be able to discuss what the Harbor Master said and told the Board of Selectmen and the reaction to it. So, but stay tuned. That story will be coming soon to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. And I'm sure it'll be something that a lot of you will want to call in and chime in about. But that's going to do it for me for.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.